You are listening to the Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., the founder of the Body Regeneration Method. And I am here to empower you and teach you how to connect to the God consciousness like you've never connected before. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, right here on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine science, spirituality, and ministry to help you unlock the secrets within so you can finally let go of what's holding you back. If you are truly ready to break free and bring in the new and stop wasting your time, join me and together let's unlock your superpowers so you can live your extraordinary life.
Welcome back, everyone. I am so excited. I hope your week has been fabulous. I know the world seems a little upside down and we just need to keep going through, staying connected, staying together, and staying focused on what the God of your understanding has and helping each other and uplifting. It's why I'm so excited today, and we got a few little surprises. So we have a great guest. We have Brian Bogart here today. I had the pleasure of meeting him, I think, well, almost a year ago come the fall, but we really connected in January. And the reason the show I felt was important and the timing is so good. Like there's never any accidents why God does things the way then the universe, the divine, whatever you call it, why it shows up when it does is, and we talk a lot about the energy behind money, your money. And we're going to really have a great discussion today with Brian because he's not as well, I'm going to let him introduce in a minute, but he helps people understand why the mindset is so important. And you guys know, if you've been listening to me, that there's a lot of issues around creating finances and money. The world is changing right now around money. There's so many fears coming up around money, people losing jobs, people changing. And what do people do? They usually wait, and you could probably say this, I've done it myself. Let's wait till there's a crisis before we start to make some change. So we're here today to say, what can you do? We're going through a crisis, but I believe we still have time. And this is why, Brian, I'm so excited you're here today. I will say, guys, if you're listening and you have a question for Brian and you want to talk about something around the finances and the mental state of it, you're going to love, he's got the Matrix shirt on today and you can see him there. And I love the Matrix because it's truth. It is so truth. And him and I just connected on that. So you can call 1-800-930-2819 if you have that question, because this is the time to take hold. So, Brian, I am so happy that you agreed to join me today. Thank you.
I'm very excited to be here, Tracy. I'm honored to be on your show today. So thanks for having me.
Well, thank you. Can you share, like, this time where people are having a hard time wrapping around something different, understanding, you know, having this relationship with their money. What was your light bulb moment? Because you get it. When you and I had our conversations, you get it energetically, you get it mentally. What was your light bulb moment? Because, it, you know, you had to have that epiphany that the old way wasn't working.
Yeah, you know, you got to go back many, many, many years for this. But I had three big sort of experiences that happened around within the world of money that really, really drove me to make a choice in my life about what kind of relationship I was going to have with money and finances. The first one was after I graduated from university and I got into the work world. I remember we were having like a Christmas celebration with family, and we were all sitting together, and my one cousin, who's quite a bit older than me, I remember someone said to her, "Hey, how's that job going?" And she said, "Yeah, only 22 years, 7 months and 56 hours until retirement." And I remember thinking, what?
Let me run away?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm 23 years old, you know, and I'm like, this is it? That's basically what my life is about? So I made a promise to myself at that point I was not going to live my life like that. And then when I was in the work world, two sort of significant things happened. Long story short, I decided to take off around the world for 6 months. I came back. The company I was working for didn't have the same job for me, so they laid me off. And I found out that the government was going to pay me $53 every 2 weeks because I'd been traveling for the last 6 months. I none of my income from the previous year was eligible. Had I been in prison, I could have used my previous income. But because I decided to travel the world and, you know, grow as a person. So, yeah, my government wasn't there for me. I wasn't about to wait 25 years to start my life. And then the last experience was, again, long story short, I attended this this session about benefits with this new company I was thinking about joining. And while I was there, an elderly gentleman stood up and basically just lost his mind because he was about 6 months away from retirement and found out that he was going to have to cut his lifestyle by like half because what he thought, right, he had just done his job and stayed devoted and just trusted that eventually the company and the system, the pension plan, was going to take care of him. And he never asked and he never inquired. He just believed that that was going to be the case. And then he got there and he found out that it was a major letdown. So, you know, with the series of those events, I just made a promise to myself that I wasn't going to depend on any government. I wasn't going to depend on any company. I wasn't going to depend on my parents. I wasn't going to depend on anybody. I was going to set my financial freedom and take control and responsibility for my finances. And, you know, right now in this situation that we're in, I hear these stories about people that are on hold for 4 days trying to get through to the government or to their bank, you know, to have their mortgage payments deferred or to find out about what programs so they can feed their family and you know, pay their rent. And to me, it's just it's a golden example of why you want to be responsible for your financial situation and not have to be dependent on someone with only one source of income. So those were sort of the light bulb moments for me. And I'm thinking around the world right now, there's a lot of light bulb moments going on for millions of people as they realize what it's like to be dependent like that.
I have huge chills as you say that, like literally my whole body, because it's true. I you know, and you must see this with the clients you coach a lot too, is that you said it so well, they're reliant on a system. So they're taking it outside of themselves versus taking that accountability and responsibility. And don't you find with the people that you deal with and the people that you coach, because you coach them, it's different than, you're not a financial planner. You coach them to be independent and strong. So I like about you, for them to take accountability is, and you and I are totally, we've had those discussions on the same page as what is new. What do you find is the biggest fear people have when they show up? Because we've been ingrained, rely on the pensions, rely on those long jobs. And when you look outside of that, now I'd like to hear your perspective of what you see. I hear a lot of people say, well, I'm afraid to look over there because everyone tells me that I'll lose my money and that's different. And what do you, like, what is your thought, your perspective? Because we have society, unless we wake up and get out of what we've been ingrained, it's let's wait for your pension. And then I don't even know around the world. I don't think half these pensions are going to be there.
I completely agree. And, you know, whether it be, you know, here in Canada, whether it be old age pension or CPP or the money that is in people's houses or what have you, most people are just taking this idea of like, oh, I'll worry about that someday in the future. It you know, I'm going to be taken care of. And I like to say, you know, become the shepherd of your financial future or your financial freedom, right? That's what that taking responsibility is. And you see this with the banks and the financial companies, right? What's what are the commercials all about? It's like, just log on, answer 3 simple questions, and we'll take care of everything for you, right? And the reality is, no, they're taking care of themselves. That's just human nature. If you believe that somebody out there is going to take care of that for you, you're setting yourself up for disappointment and failure. So, but this is why I, you know, thank you for mentioning that. I decided to go the coaching route because I believe there is a fundamental conflict of interest in the financial services or the investment company situation where if I'm a financial advisor or planner, you come to me, I only get paid if you invest with me. That would be the equivalent of, imagine if you went to a realtor because you wanted to buy a house, and the only homes that the realtor could show you were the ones that they were selling out of their brokerage. If they couldn't show you any other homes out of it, so if you were with RE/MAX, it was only the houses in that RE/MAX brokerage that they could show you. They wouldn't be allowed to show you any of the other houses that were for sale. We'd say, well, that's ridiculous. How do I know that this small amount of houses is going to be a fit for me and my family and my goals and where I want to move to? But for some reason, we seem fine with that when it comes to finances. And I think, you know, there's a lot of great people working in the financial industry, but I believe the industry is broken. And I believe that the mentality in the industry is keep people ignorant. Don't bother educating them. Keep them confused and intimidated. Then they won't ask any questions. And then it just stays status quo, right? Now people are starting to wake up to this idea of like, why is it that every 10 to 12 years, my portfolio is going to drop by a third to a half? Like, how is that acceptable? You know, we just had this drop back in March of 30 to 40%. And 12 years ago, it was 50 to 60%. Why is that acceptable? Yet the banks don't lose money like that. I mean, look at this thing with the mortgage deferrals. They're not losing any money out of that. They're not losing
No, they're making
money.
A lot on the back
they're
end.
They're making money.
They're padding and it. If you look at those, they're padding it big
absolutely,
time.
Absolutely, right?
They're so, like, woohoo!
and when your money goes down in your portfolio, they still get paid. So they're not losing money. So, I mean, it's brilliant when you look at it because the banks are taking no risk. They've moved the risk over to the consumer, yet they're still making billions of dollars per quarter on the fees and the interest charges and all the rest of it. And us as society have just accepted that I'm the one that's taking all the risk, even though it's my money that's up there. I'm settling for piddly little interest rates below 2%. It's not even keeping up with inflation. And then I'm afraid to ask questions or I don't know where to go. So that was why I chose the coaching model, because I'm all about educating and empowering people. That people aren't paying me to put them into an investment. People are paying me to educate, share my experiences, hold their hand, you know, teach them what I've learned over 16 years of personal investing myself.
What do you find is their biggest fear when someone new comes to you? Because it's literally the way I see it with everything in life is we've kind of been spoon-fed a lie since we were a little kid. And we have to, when we wake up, it's shocking because it's hard because it's not easy. Everyone thinks, oh, it's roses. But it's like, okay, everything I learned was a lie. Everything I learned is not real. Where do I start? And with money, because most people, like you say, they'll put it over there or they blame someone for their economic status. They blame someone for this. Oh, I lost all my money over there. And then let's get mad at the broker. Like, what do you find? Because it is all choice. We need to education. But what do you find is your... When people show up, their biggest block, their biggest mental block, what do you notice?
The first thing that I find with most clients is that there is an underlying shame and or guilt around money and finances. So, you know, unfortunately, unless you were lucky enough, as I was, to grow up in a family where money was talked about, your parents had good habits around money and finances, they imparted these things on you, you know, and gave you that solid foundation. Most people grew up in a household where finances, money, debt, there was a lot of anger, there was potentially a lot of yelling, there was potentially a lot of shame, especially if mistakes were made. So that's one of the first things that I find. And you'd be amazed the number of times like somebody bursts into tears on the first call with me, or they're revealing stuff and they're like, I've never told this to anyone before. I didn't even remember it. Things from childhood and that, and it's like, well, no wonder they didn't want to sit down and think about money and talk about it and this sort of thing. If they're carrying around this guilt and the shame and these bad memories, you know, around money, that's going to be a huge hurdle to overcome. The second thing that I find with people is, and we're so seeing this right now with the global pandemic, is people's relationship with uncertainty, right? That's essentially what's been going on over the past 3 months is people's relationship with uncertainty. And so, you know, there's still this model for millions of people in North America right now of, if I have a job and I just give my money over to my bank or the financial company that I have my investments with, I don't have to deal with my uncertainty, right? It's the whole thing about somebody leaving their job to start their own or to start doing their own investing. Now they have to deal with the uncertainty of, now I'm to blame. I'm the one that's going to be responsible for this. I'm going to have to learn some things. I'm going to have to deal with if I make mistakes or that sort of thing. And that's usually it can be. I do find the people who reach out to me, I mean, there's a reason why I'm, you know, wearing my Matrix shirt. Like I when I saw this movie 20 years ago, I was in the position of Mr. Anderson, Neo. Now I'm in the position of Morpheus, where I'm waking people up. So the people who come to me have been looking for an alternative. They wanted to get out of the status quo. They wanted to get out of this system. And now they're ready to start learning and having their minds opened up. And just like in the movie, what happens? Like you used it a second ago. They wake up Neo, and the first thing that happens is he goes and pukes in the corner, right?
Exactly. Like, oh my God.
Right? And then they put him in the chair and they start downloading all the programs that he's going to need to know in order to live his life. That's what is going on. That's what I'm bringing. You know, I become like Morpheus. I'm going to teach you the downloads, give you the downloads of what do you need to know. How do you judge investment? See, here's one of the big misnomers that's out there. As reward goes up, it must naturally mean that risk goes up. That's what we've been taught, right? If you're going to be looking at investments that are 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12%, that must mean that the risk goes up. But that's not necessarily true, okay? And investments that I've been doing for the past 15 years, I've averaged in the 20 to 25% per year range with less risk than the folks that I know that are investing in the stock market or mutual funds and settling for 4 or 5% with way more risk. Because it turns out, as you well know, you can protect against that risk. You can mitigate. You can put in strategies, right? When you learn these things and what's available to you, you can utilize the same strategies that the banks have been using for decades to protect their capital, their returns, their exit strategy. That actually becomes available to us. And when I implement those things, I can now enjoy higher returns, higher reward, and actually bring down my level of risk. And that starts to remove that uncertainty and that paralyzed feeling that people have about investments. Because right now, the biggest concern, Canadians have trillions of dollars sitting in GICs and savings accounts. Why? Because they don't want to lose the money that they're starting with. And they're operating with this belief that it all has to be at risk if you want to start to get higher returns.
I love that because it is true. And a lot of people don't realize what the people I work with, when you start to see and they have, you know, all this shame and this guilt around money, it actually creates illness in the body. And this is Absolutely. Another reason people have to get educated on it, because they're separating from what they don't know and their fears. And like you said, there's something... I always say to people, when you go, it's like the rabbit hole. This is why we all love the Matrix. Like, I was like you when it first came out. I'm like, oh my God, this is real. Like, and people are like, no. I'm like, yeah, it is, you know. Now when you're like 50 years old, they're like, okay, maybe. But it's, you know, it's interesting because as the body shifts through this and learns, people also, I think, are waking up, because it's always like, I always say like that saying, especially with money to people, don't do what they tell you to do. Watch what they're doing and do what they're doing. And I'm going to use a prime example, because you and I both like this new space that's been coming up with crypto, and we know that whole industry. And I remember when, and it's all over the news, so I can say it here, when Jamie Dimon was coming out saying, you know, this is bad, this is bad, this is bad. And I kept looking at the energy and I'm like, but they look very involved in all of this, right? It's like you could see this underlining was manipulation into the population. Well, now he's come out saying, this is good, this is good. You find out all these back end deals were happening at that same time. So I like reading the energy. And this is one of those things though, is changing, you said it well, changing that belief system and that mindset to not, like, it's like drinking the Kool-Aid. I heard it on the news, it's fine. Or my banker said this, it's fine. And you and I know that when you actually start to educate yourself and you start to feel, does this feel right for me right now? But a lot of times people will walk away from something and because they say, oh, it doesn't feel right. But it's not that. They're afraid, like you said, they're afraid to take the jump. So they say, and a lot of people get this right. Well, my intuition says, I said, no, that's your fear. That's not your intuition. You must see that a lot, because when we talk, I know people for years, for 5, 6 years said, Tracy, you talk about gold and so you talk about real estate, you talk about cryptocurrency, like you're crazy. And I'm like, no, because the energy of all of those go together. You got to learn how to move them all around, you know?
Yep.
So what do you, like, do you get people that say that, like, well, it doesn't feel right, so I shouldn't, and see it's just their fear?
Most of the people that I talk to wind up taking the practical approach, right? So they wind up quoting what they've heard so many times about this must be risky or this. Actually, you just reminded me. I had an amazing conversation with a couple that I was coaching recently, and I was introducing cryptocurrency because they weren't very aware of it. And I was just introducing it as a concept because of what was going on right now and all the articles that were out there and that. And the wife says, but like I gave them an assignment to research it. Go read it yourself and come back to me with questions about it. And so she says, well, you know, I was reading through all this stuff. I'm like, but something wasn't right for you, was it? She's like, no, like, it's just, it's all on the computer. It's all digital. Like, it's not real. And I laughed, and then I started sending them articles about, like, well, the financial system hasn't been real for 50 years. Since we took it off the gold standard, it's all just been on paper, right? And this, so typically you're right, though. What it winds up bumping up against people's beliefs, the things that they've heard all their lives, the things that, again, you know, I mean, my dad, when I would come and try to talk to him about this stuff, he would get up and leave the room, right? So for me, it was overcoming this idea, even myself personally, of I'm abandoning a lot of what I was taught, the things that, you know, my parents reinforced. So what I've learned to do is take the good, let go of some of the closed-mindedness around it, and then expand on that, stand on the shoulders of giants, right? I mean, my parents gave me an amazing foundation. I believe I now have a duty to take that further. But yeah, I do get people. I remember one woman one time when we were talking about coaching, and she was very interested. And then she's like, this is how much my lawyer charges me for coaching, right? or for an hour. And I said, yeah, but with your lawyer, you're not going to learn anything. You have to go back to your lawyer every single time to do the same transaction. So what are you exactly getting out of your lawyer? But what I do find with people is we'll have these amazing conversations. They'll be clear that they have to make a change. And then they'll just disappear into the ether, right? And then I don't hear from them anymore. And that's, I suspect, like you're talking about, they bump up against that fear, that they have a feeling and they're not ready to deal with that. Now, sometimes I do hear from them again in the future. They'll call me back and it's always good. But yeah, you're right. People will, this is not just about changing your financial aspect of things, and that's why I believe the mindset is so important. If we don't address the mindset side of it, we're never going to get anywhere. It's like all the people that join a gym in January and by March they're done.
Oh yeah, the gym's empty. I remember I used to go in January and I'm like, oh, look, all these people, but I'd stop and I'd go back in March because I wanted to go to the gym.
And you have it all to yourself. It's like a ghost town, right? Because they haven't addressed their mindset. They haven't addressed the underlying reasons why they're not making it habitual, why they're not actually invested in their own health. So yeah, people do have that. Let's be clear, money is not the answer to everything. I don't believe that money is the answer.
No.
But what I do believe, and from my own experience, is when I have more money, typically I have more choice, right? Mm-hmm. Whether it be the choice of where I'm going to go for a vacation. Right now, in a global pandemic, when most people are freaking out, I'm getting my basement renovated and planning my next trip and that sort of thing. I have more choice when I have more money. And when I have more choice, I typically have more freedom. That's ultimately what I'm actually interested in, is creating more freedom for myself and others. And that's what I believe. When I've got the finances thing sorted out, just like Maslow's hierarchy, now I can start to move up additional levels. That, the basics are covered. Now I can start to explore other levels of freedom, be that health freedom, emotional freedom, spiritual freedom, that kind of thing. But if I'm just trapped in that money worry day after day, how much time and energy and of my will is going towards worrying about, stressing about, fretting about money?
And that also creates what people don't go. It's like an energetic habit, and it becomes an energetic in that mind. And I would say it's like the mind becomes a virus, and then you keep putting the energy out there of, oh my God, my next paycheck, where is it? Where is it? People don't get energetically, then that's drawing more of that issue towards you, more of that issue that has to come forward. And then they're still on that wheel. And I really like what you said too about the parents and understanding. And what people, I went through this, especially when I started branching out and looking at crypto, like my dad had said to me, that's a scam, blah, 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 blah. And he just went down me, like, how dare you break the family pattern that we have of how we invest and the government's going to take. And I got really scared and I backed out. And I was like, oh, I backed out and it was like $300. Going, what the heck? But I still had in me blueprints and imprints about, oh, if I go against my family or if I go against their beliefs, is even though I knew in my core it was the right place to go. And I think a lot of people come up against that hurdle as well, because it can, like you said, it's like, okay, I'm going against a system. And I always say it's like a collective consciousness. Like you're plugged into the matrix, into a certain bubble. And when you unplug your cord from that bubble, it has to go to a different bubble, right? Yes. A different thought pattern. And the thought pattern over here around creating, everyone talks about, oh, I want unlimited wealth. Oh, I want to have financial freedom. But they don't realize they're still plugging into this old matrix, this old paradigm, the collective consciousness that says, invest your money over into the stock market over the next 50 years, and then you're going to make some. And so when they try to unplug, like you just said with Neo, and then it's like, whoa, wait a minute, I'm going to throw up. Now I got to plug over here. This is where the work begins. And like you said, with coaching, this is where people get afraid. And they get afraid because I always see them go, oh, that's so much work. It's like when someone comes to me and says, Tracy, I need to change my health. I'm like, okay, your relationship is actually the problem of that health. Yeah, but. And then they go, that's a lot of work. And I said, well, I didn't get here because I just sat there and went, okay, make a change. I had to go through the pain. I had to go through the relearning. I threw up X amount of, and it's a learning of life. So this matrix bubble here that you're talking about with money and stuff, it's, I think it scares people because they do realize, one, now they're accountable for all their choices. Two, they have to learn and research. Like I say to people, you're all saying you want to have all this money, but you don't even want to go and watch a 10-minute video or read a book. But to change the thought pattern, you got to change the energy, the belief, and you got to bring in new information. What do you say about that?
I completely agree. I mean, the number of books I've read and seminars I've been to and the hours that I've spent. Now, the good news is people can learn from me. They don't have to go spend hundreds of hours doing that, right? That's the advantage of what we have nowadays but you're right. I mean, I joke about this all the time with people who will join me on things and come on a webinar, and I'll say, hey, everybody else is, rushing home to watch Dancing with the Stars, and you're taking the time to invest in your future. In this case, it's time, so then you can learn how to invest your money, right? So, yes, absolutely. And, it's funny, too, because this fear that people have, I've had this before. I do something called a success snapshot. That's usually the first way that I interact with people, where I have six questions that I ask them. It's like a 30 to 45-minute call, and basically I'm going through, like, how are you doing? Are you being successful? What's going on in your financial situation? And people will come on, and they're like, I've been worried for 2 days. I wanted to cancel the call. I didn't want to do this with you. And there's just this huge fear about dealing with it, because they think I'm going to tell them that they're a failure, mm-hmm. that they're a loser, that they've totally screwed up the rest of their lives. And 9 times out of 10, they're at the end of it, they're like, oh God, what a sigh of relief. Thank you. I feel so much better. I'm like, yeah, you're doing way better than you thought you were doing, partly because you've just never sat down and looked at your financial situation. And that's something that a lot of people need to do right now, especially, we're starting to get signs that we're hopefully coming out of this pandemic. Things are going to be opening more. But there's a financial pandemic on the other side of this that has already started and is going to last longer. And people really,
well into the end of next year. I see energetically well into the end of next year. And I mean, like, that's to start to restart it, something
exactly.
different. Like,
exactly.
We're and just so at the beginning of this.
Totally. And people right now need to understand, well, how am I going to be able to get through the next 6 months, the next year? What if things, again, this uncertainty, right? You can't count on anything. But this is so funny, and you'll get this better than anybody. 6 months ago, there was just as much uncertainty as there is now. It's just people were wandering around in their state of, oh, well, everything's fine. And now they've had that bubble burst for them, right? And they don't have that. You could have caught a virus 6 months ago. You could have been laid off from your job 6 months ago. Your investments could have gone through the floor 6 months ago, but people weren't operating around that. They're looking for something to depend on, like you said, that what do I plug back into now if I'm not going to believe in this anymore? And that's what's causing people so much turmoil. Well, that's external. You can't do anything about it. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, next week, next month. However, you can sit down and look at your own household. You can sit down and look at your own finances. What is my prospects for income over the next 3 months? Is there anything I can do? Do I have access to money for, to do anything? Do I have access to debt? Now's the time to really sit down and take stock of the money coming in over the next 3 to 6 months, and what are all your expenses going out over that time, so you can start to plan, well, what is the next 6 months going to look like for me and my household? Never mind what's going on around the world, just focus on your house right now.
Yeah, you actually just said something I want to ask you, is a lot of people, when you say that they talk about different investments, what do you say to the person? Because this you hear a lot. And I actually heard it the other day when I was out. I can't look at anything different because I have no money, even though we know it's a mental state. But we all know that's not true. And the other one I hear a lot of is I just drive me nuts because I'm like, really? You got to change that belief system. What's your response to, I'm too old to start looking at something new?
Those are, you're right, classic questions that you hear all the time. So here's the first thing. I'm going to give a personal example. You know, I like those. When I got into this, you know, world of investing and what kind of the matrix shift for me, long story short, it turned out the guy I was sitting beside at work, we used to joke we were both working on our tunnel, you know, like prisoners digging out our tunnel under our
I love that.
and I'd come in on Monday and go, how's your tunnel going? He'd be like, good, how's your tunnel going? But anyway, I found out that he was investing in real estate. That was his tunnel. And so he's like, do you want to do a property? And immediately I had that same reaction. Well, what I found out at the time, and this was a sort of a twofold paradigm shift. Number one, man, I was going to have to leave my, you know, beautiful condo in the trendy neighborhood and move into a rental property where I lived upstairs and I was going to rent out the downstairs. Okay, so that was a paradigm shift for me, mm-hmm. right? And he helped me get over that. What did that mean? Because everybody is investing in something. Some people are investing in their, you know, their landscaping. Some people are investing in their shoe collection. Some people are investing for the features for their truck. Everybody is investing in something, okay? And so you can shift that time, that energy, and that money that's going into that and actually do it into investing in your financial future. So that first property, I purchased it and I moved into it. So I did it for 5% down. It cost me $11,000. That's it. That was what I started with on this journey, was $11,000. And I basically got that from selling my condo anyway, right? I moved in. That was my first property. Then I, you know, worked towards getting the second one. And then him and I opened a company where we were helping other people do this. And then they became the money partners. So it wasn't even about our money anymore. It was about helping other people make their dreams come true. They became the money partners. We were the operating partner. And that when the next property that I went to move in, I was like, oh, I just hate moving. He's like, what if I told you I'd pay you $50,000 to move?
I'm like, you're like, I'm out of here.
Right? Because he just changed my paradigm. Yeah, I hate moving. It's a pain in the butt. But if I'm going to get paid $50,000 with this new investment of another property, suddenly the prospects of moving had a very different ring to them, right? So it becomes about this paradigm shift. Again, going back to the Matrix, it's the first time he has to jump from one building to the next. And he had to believe that he could do it, right? And that's a big thing. And that's another thing that I recognize that I bring to my clients is the hope and belief that this is actually possible. Because guess what? If I could do it, I wasn't born with a silver spoon in my mouth. I didn't come from, you know, the craziest thing my dad ever invested in was Canada Savings Bonds, for crying out loud.
Like, I hear you.
I still joke with my mom, like, was the mailman an investor? Like, where did I come from? Right? So $11,000, no prior, you know, information or history or learning about any of this sort of stuff. And then I turned that into financial freedom, right? And my next priorities were I wanted to leave my corporate job, which I did after 4 years. I wanted to have a net worth of $1 million, which I did before. And then again, after the 2008-2009 crash. I wanted to become financially free, where the money that my investments generate completely pays for my lifestyle. I've hit all those. My fourth one is a net worth of $10 million. Okay, that's all started from $11,000 and a willingness to do what it took and invest in me and my future rather than in, you know, all the my shoe collection or
you said it like I want to cut you off there for a second only because you said a few things. I want people that are listening to really digest something you just said. And my little saying is, you believe you receive, you doubt you go without. Believe you receive, doubt
love
you go
without.
And so you have to believe in yourself. But what I love about what you also said is by changing your paradigm. So listen to what Brian just said here, guys. By changing the paradigm, you built this because one, you liked it. Two, you invested in yourself with $11,000. And what you're also saying, I always term them as creative solutions, that you by shifting your paradigm, leaving the old, you were able to draw to you energetically creative solutions with people that had creative solutions. So you all win. This is key, guys. So Brent, you created, this is what I love about you when we were talking. You looked at how do we all win, not the other systems where I'm going to take your money so I win.
Yep.
You're creating so everybody wins.
So I'll back this up a little bit. The guy that I was sitting beside at work, his name is Wade. And like, I was already investigating this. I knew I had to get out of the corporate world. I knew that I had to do something else. So I'd been investigating all sorts of possibilities, you know, meeting people and all that. And him and I worked at this company where I think there was over 600 employees or something in this building. And we kept being brought together. Like, it started to become where we would bust out laughing. The elevator doors would open, he'd be there. One day, I used to ride my bike to work. And one day, so I would ride to the gym, and then I would have a shower, and then I would go and start work. And so one day I'm like, you know, washing the shampoo out of my eyes, and I turn around in the shower, and he's there already grinning, right? Like, and then we wound up being put beside each other at work. And we still just sat beside each other for a year and didn't really find out what each other were doing. The universe kept pushing us together. And it was really with him that I started to learn this idea, because one of his things was, okay, we're going to partner with other people and purchase properties, but we're going to teach them everything that we do. So that's where I first learned that. And I'm like, but doesn't that mean that they'll just be able to go off and do this on their own? He's like, yeah, exactly. But that was inherent in his philosophy around this. As our partners, they were going to learn everything. We introduced them to our entire team of realtors and mortgage brokers and you know, accountants. Now, of that, we only had one person who took us up on that and went off and did it on their own. But that stuck with me. And that was what drove me into the coaching model as well, is I want to find these win-wins. Because when you start to get into that world, you do start attracting the people who are on those same page. And you can actually create more. 1 + 1 = 11. It's not 2, right? Yeah. When we start to do these things together, when we start to share, when we start to recognize that it's abundance and the pie just gets larger and larger and larger, then amazing, the universe starts to conspire with you to make this sort of stuff come true. And I mean, even the reason you and I, right?
Yeah.
We met through one mastermind, and then didn't we wind up being on a call on the other one?
Yeah, we're like, hey, you're all here, right? Too. Look at us.
That's when you start to find out that like, it's a small world of people who are operating like this and doing these types of things, and you'll start to attract those people, and they'll start showing up in your life when you start getting on that track of abundance and let's find a win-win and you know, changing your paradigm. Or you can just go get taken advantage of by, you know, all these companies that are going to make money as you're losing money. It's totally your choice.
And I think it's true too with what you're saying. I see it a lot, is that there's this space, like, so money people don't talk about, but it's also what's going on right now, guys, if you're listening, because it's separation, it's division, it's shame, sit in your little box and don't talk about it. But then if you're not talking about it, then you're not collaborating how we came together and other people. You've got to keep collaborating. And that's a beautiful word. I love it. When we can collaborate together, we all can win together. And that's the thing with the money too. You see it as separation. You see it's just give it to me and let it go, rather than saying, hey, wait a minute, I want to understand about real estate, or I want to understand about crypto, or show me these other investments. Like, what are people doing? Because I know I've had the privilege of working with some very, very, very prominent people that, you know, I can't say names because you would all know them, but they don't do what they tell us to do in the bank. You know, none of them do it. They're like, no, I put my money there to move it around, but they're doing exactly what you and I are talking about today and uplifting. And then that's why they uplift each other, right? They're in those same circles. They're like, hey, I'm doing this project. Do you want to come in with me over here? And they're like, yeah, absolutely. No matter what it is, right? Like, whether they're building the pipeline or real estate building or whatever they're doing, but they start collaborating, and then they just keep building on that momentum. And this is what I love about what you're saying, because collaboration, guys, is you got to hear that and feel what Brian's saying here, because it's such a shift. Like, that's the paradigm shift too. Not alone anymore.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, again, there's a lot of amazing people out there in the financial industry that are honestly trying to help their clients. I'm not trying to vilify that group of people, but the industry is set up with that. It's very transactional. It's usually one way. I mean, it's built on a premise that makes sense. If I'm going to do investing and I'm going to use other people's money, let's say I can make 20% on this investment. Well, then I can't offer you the full 20% because then I'm not making anything. And I'm the one who found it and set it up and is taking the risk. So maybe I'm going to offer you 8, 9, or 10% for yours because I have to make money on my side. And I'm maybe taking... So it's built on a premise that makes sense, but you can just see in this sort of capitalist idea where they've continued to hammer down on this of what's the minimal amount that we can give people and charge fees and charge money when they lose money so that we're maximizing our $7 billion every quarter that we're making, right? And it's been squeezed to its limits where it doesn't make sense for the client, for the consumer anymore. And that's where you see these, you know, not so positive decisions being made like what we saw in the US at the end of 2008-2009 where it had gone too far, right? Wow. of taking advantage of people, not creating win-wins, not collaborating. And that doesn't have to be the way that it is. And I know lots of people because I've had conversations with them who have left the financial industry because they couldn't take it anymore. They couldn't look at themselves in the mirror anymore. They wanted to collaborate. I've also had people, and you know, similar to you, where I've been at a, you know, a function or whatever, and there's people there from the bank. And then when they hear what I'm doing, they'll quietly give me a card and be like, I'd like to learn about some of these investments as well, right? And it's like, yeah, because you get it. You know that investing the way that the bank is setting it up is not going to get you anywhere, right? So I always find that a little, if you're not willing to eat your own cooking, then perhaps you shouldn't be selling food, you know?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of shift like these next, you know, 18 months for sure. We're going to see so much shift and transition. What do you find or what would you say to the people that, you know, they're looking right now and they go, it can feel we are in sort of a crisis for a lot of people, right? Whether they've lost their job. Now, I'm finding a lot of people that have gone through this. So where I went through it when I went through a divorce, right? You know, giving it all away, starting again, changing the paradigm shift. All this stuff I had to do because I didn't want to wait for the next crisis. I wasn't going to wait for the next crisis. I've been busier this year than I have my whole, you know, I'm busy, busy, busy. But this year's like off the charts, right? So it's beautiful. So the people that are out there saying, well, it's a crisis, they get stuck. So what do you say to them? Because we know this is going to be probably the biggest financial shift crisis we will go through in our lifetime.
Let's hope. Well, probably will
with that. We are in that 90-year sort of reset, right? So
yeah.
I don't think it's going to look pretty, but we will have mini ones after that, sure. But the big, big one, I think we're kind of, the whole system looks like it wants to crater in. So what do you say to the people who say, well, we're in a crisis, so how do I even start to move out of that crisis?
Yeah. So, I mean, there's different levels of priority, right? Obviously, priority number one is people that are dealing with health crisis. Yeah. You've got bigger
number
things
one.
To worry about right
yeah.
now. That you have to get that looked after. Then there's people who are dealing with the financial crisis, which is actually quite a bit larger than the health crisis, right? For every one person that I've heard of that might be sick or dealing with a sick family member, there's 1,000 people dealing with the financial issue. Again, if that's your thing, you don't know how you're going to pay next month's rent or feed yourself or whatever, then that's a bigger priority. However, as you pointed out, there are millions of people out there right now who are not caught up in either one of those things. They're able to, you know, get through the next little while. And just like we're hearing all over social media, there is no normal that we're going back to. This is a
no,
massive opportunity. Don't go back to the same old thing. That applies in your financial and your investing world as well. Now is that opportunity. We are seeing a shift. You mentioned crypto. I've gotten into crypto in the last couple of years, mostly learning. And that's what I'm going to say is, you know, now is go ahead, binge Netflix on the Saturday. And then maybe on Sunday, watch some seminars. Watch some webinars about financial stuff. Tune into things like this and watch the replay and take some notes. Go order a couple of books off of you know, your favorite site about how do I start to shift this paradigm around things? How do I look at this differently? Now is the time to start educating yourself. And maybe we're even getting close now of like it's getting close time to be pulling the trigger, right? I've been working on some new programs. I've got three new programs that I'm going to be launching in the next couple of months. You know, I was doing something around pre-con condo investing. I'm going to relaunch that one again. Just the how to invest like the banks invest and like wealthy families invest. and then just a money management kind of course, the basic one for people, right? So there's lots of things like that out there that you can now be taking advantage of, because you know, lots of people posted about this a couple of months ago. The two Chinese characters for crisis have, you know, threat and opportunity in them. That's what the two characters symbolize, right? So yes, there is a major threat right now, and a lot of people would be tempted to just batten down the hatches and wait it out, but there's also a massive opportunity going on. Fortunes are made in times of crisis just as much as they are lost. So yeah. Now is the time to start preparing. So it's looking at things like, hey, wait a minute. So, you know, I do have $150,000 in my house that's just sitting there not doing anything for me. What could I be doing with that to get myself further ahead? For me, I had one, you know, I'd already invested and set up some cash flow. And then I've been with, before they were Tangerine, ING. And they messaged me a couple months ago, hey, Brian, how'd you like a $30,000 line of credit? And I was like, sure. And then I was sitting there one day and I went, wait a minute. The interest rate on this is like 1/10 of what I can make in my investment. Why wouldn't I take out some extra and maximize that right now, increase my cash flow? Poof, no worries about, you know, the next 6 months. I've got that covered. So this is where it's time to open up, start to get educated, start to, you know, what does abundance look like in this time? And then get over those emotions. You may have some work to do. There may be some stuff to go on. There are thousands of coaches and practitioners and masters out there that are giving away their stuff for pennies on the dollar or for free right now on the internet. Now is the time to be doing this, not just binge watching, you know, The Big Bang Theory or whatever. Like, educate yourself, get into this, start doing the work so that as we start to come out of this, you're going to be ready to pull the trigger. I actually just had a different couple that I was working with in Calgary. So they reached out to me, I think it was at the end of last summer. No history of this, barely understood the terms, but again, they knew they wanted out of the matrix. They knew they wanted something.
They were ready.
So I coached them, and for them, it was getting their first rental property, which they got in like January. Well, of course, they were freaking out when all this happened, right? They hadn't even taken possession yet, renters. So I got on a call with them a few times and walked them through some stuff. Happy to say they found, you know, tenants because they had followed foundational principles. They'd gotten a good property. They were able to cash flow, even though rents had gone down a little bit, right? The basic principles that I taught them. So they got their first property, got it up and running, you know, success story. Well, I reached out to them the other day because there was a big storm in Calgary. They're getting their second rental property. And she actually said to me on Facebook, she's like, we took your teaching, Brian, be courageous when others are fearful, right? The one that Warren Buffett usually gets quoted is, be greedy when others are fearful. I don't like the term greedy.
Yeah, I like yours better.
But so be courageous when others are fearful. When everybody else is freaking out, that's when opportunity is presented. That's a time to be courageous, not rush into something. Right. You still apply the principles. They still did their due diligence. But in the end, they just realized that this property had come available because of all the craziness that's going on. And they're actually able to help someone, because what is the person who absolutely has to sell their property right now to get out from an avalanche of debt? What do they need? They need a buyer. That's what they need more than anything else in the world, is somebody to come and buy their property. So if I have resources that are going to allow me to do that, I'm able to now pick up an investment property or do some other type of investment, right? Everybody who's selling needs a buyer, and I want investments that are potentially on sale right now that are, you know, more advantageous for me. It's not about taking advantage. It's about creating that win-win scenario, right? Now they've got their second property in the same year, in the first half of the same year, when 6 months ago they didn't know anything about investing. And I couldn't be happier
for them. And if you educate and you learn, then you're ready when those opportunities. I always say to people, you want to have a good amount of financial, you know, abundance coming through and really seeing that, because yes, during crisis, you can pick things up on sale. You can move through. There's going to be a lot more coming. And I love that, because it's so true. So people, you got to listen, that's that education. And I agree with you right now. I say to people are like, oh, I'm watching so much Netflix. And I'm like, you should be educating yourself, because in all these areas, whether it's your health, it's your spiritual connection, it's your finances, like now you had the time and that space. And I know, I can't believe we're already at the top of the hour. I know Zach's like, okay, we're gonna, how, I love what you said about your programs. How do people, what's the best way for people to find you? So like, because right now people do have to educate, but I'm gonna say this, free stuff guys is fine for a certain amount of learning, but you really wanna take it to the next level. It's not gonna be free. And people say, well, I learned that. I have seen this time and time again energetically when people say I have this pitfalls. And I'm like, because you can only take so much research, then you need to have, yes, an expert. You need somebody that can show you. That's okay, don't worry. We love dogs. You can have some, my cats usually show up all over the place. Don't even worry. But you need someone that can say, hey, let me take you through this process. Let me show you. Because that's where people will get scared or make a mistake. So how do people find you so they can say, hey, you know what? I actually need a coach to hold my hand on this because I need to understand more.
My dog Magnus is so excited about what you're saying. He completely agrees. No, it's my renovator is back. So he,
I hear it. It's all good. Yeah, yeah. We have animals all over the place.
So, I'm you know, we're connected on Facebook right now. The way that people found out about the show, I'll send you my, my deets, you know, my email, my cell phone, that sort of stuff. So we can put it in the show notes or whatever. Yep. People just reach out to me. If you have a question, if you want to jump on a quick call, if you want to do a success snapshot with me, that's usually the way that I engage with people. And that, you know, follow me on Facebook, follow me on LinkedIn. I'll include those things as well. I'm
we'll
always
put them
putting
below.
Stuff out there. Exactly. You know, that sort of thing. But I'm always willing to chat, to answer questions. Listen, even if we never wind up working together, if I'm able to answer a question for you that takes you on a path that's more towards abundance and win-wins and that, then I've created more freedom. And that's ultimately what my purpose is about. So it's not always, I agree with you. At some point, the rubber has to hit the road. If you want great service and that, you got to pay, you got to, you know,
do that. It's your job. It's what we
people.
Do.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. Yeah. If I did it all for free, then I'm not looking after myself. Right. So, but I am happy to answer questions for people to point them in a particular direction. And many times I've kept people from making investment mistakes that weren't going to turn out in the long run because they were getting caught up in the hype. They were getting caught up in the excitement. They felt like they needed to do something. And it's like, no. I like to say investments are like buses. Okay. There's always another one coming along. It makes no sense to get on the wrong bus just because you needed to get on the bus. And now it's taking you further away from your goals and your eventual destination. You want to wait. You want to make sure, do your due diligence. And when the right bus shows up, you get on that baby. You commit, you get on there and you enjoy the ride and go to your dreams, right?
That is the most perfect place to end the show. I cannot thank you enough. Guys, don't get on the wrong bus. This is like, that was brilliant. And energetically, all of you know listening that you have to learn, you have to integrate. So Brent, thank you for joining me. I can't believe the hour went so fast. I skipped the break because I'm like, so much fun. So we will put everything below and thank you so much. And you know, I know we're going to see you again anyways this week. Lots of fun, but thank you. And everybody listening, please take some time, educate yourself, reach out to people like Brian and start to learn. This is the time to make great, great prosperity because things are on sale. And anybody listening, most people like a sale. So take the information, take the knowledge, take it all in, and I will see you guys next week. We're going to have a call-in show before I take a little hiatus for a couple of weeks and go within myself and clean myself out. So have an incredible week, and thank you so much, Brian, for joining me.
Thank you, Tracy. It was an absolute honor, and we'll talk again soon. And I love what you've been doing and what you've been posting lately about what we need more in this world. More love, right? More love.
Thank you. Have a great week, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I teach you how to connect to the God consciousness so you can unlock your superpowers and connect at light speed and live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where together we will unlock the secrets of your body and your life. As the founder of the Body Regeneration Academy, I, Tracy Al, will provide you with the insight and simple tools you can apply right now in your life to move you forward and leave the past in the dust. To join the Body Regeneration TLC Online Academy, make sure you check me out at TracyLClark.com.